The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officially launched its Arctic survey season in Alaska yesterday. Two research ships, the Rainier and the Fairweather, will set out from Kodiak to chart the underwater and shoreline topography of the Arctic Ocean. NOAA communications specialist Don Forsyth says the mission is part of an ongoing effort to improve navigation in an area already experiencing increases to marine traffic.
So they collect all of this data over the summer, and then they'll send it on to eventually to the cartographers who will build new nautical charts or update old ones.
She says the updates are, in some cases, long overdue, recorded by Arctic explorers more than 100 years ago.
It's said that some of it dates back to Captain Cook's time. So, yeah, we're a little bit behind schedule.
But accurately mapping the Arctic is no easy task. Forsyth says it could take a century or more to chart all Arctic water in U.S. territory, so the ships will focus on priority areas for the 2015 season, including Point Clarence, Kotzebue Sound, and Point Hope. The research crews will use echo beams and underwater sonar to measure ocean depth and record navigational dangers. Those recordings will then be used to update existing charts or create new ones altogether. Forsyth says data gathered this summer will be incorporated into public charts and electronic navigational software as early as next year.